You are never truly alone, and deep down, you know it. That flicker of intuition, that nudge at just the right time, that dream that felt more than real, those aren't coincidences. They're whispers from your spirit crew. But what if you could tune in more clearly? What if you could build a real relationship with your guides, ancestors, guardians, and cosmic allies? Today, we're breaking down just how to do that, step by sacred step. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic and an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. And before you know it, we will have my book, Soulful Connections, knock on wood, coming out this fall. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Hello, hello. I hope you all are well. I don't have any announcements today, except I am still hoping that Soulful Connections is going to be published this fall. So I'll keep you updated on that. Let's just move forward with the card of the week. The deck I am using today is the Starseed Oracle card by Rebecca Campbell. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this card of the week today, 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. So I tend to be doing things for a while. This card is for you no matter when you listen to this episode. All right? This is for you for this week. So let's see what kind of card we've got for this week. It is the overall, so it's the overarching energy of the week for everybody. It may affect some more than others. It all depends how sensitive you are and how much you pay attention to the now, as opposed to being either stuck in the past or stuck in the future. All right. When you're present and you have these energies, you can either do your best to avoid whatever energy it is, you know, kind of work with it so it comes out better for you, or dive into the opportunity. When you're stuck in the past or stuck in the future, you totally miss the opportunities that are in front of you. So let us see what card we have for the week. Empathic Starseed. So this is all about being your own energetic queen or king or prince or princess, whatever you would like to call yourself. It is stepping into your power. It is working with the energy as opposed to against it. And it's really about stopping you from absorbing what is not yours. And what do I mean by that? When you're an empath of any sorts, whether you're a full-blown empath or maybe you're just starting to realize you're an empath, you absorb other people's energy and therefore their feelings, their emotions very easily. Okay. Stepping into your energetic sovereignty or your energetic queenhood, kinghood, knighthood, whatever you would like to call it, protects your energy. Okay. It makes it strong. It makes it impenetrable. So when you walk into a room as an empath, you don't absorb everything that's around you. You don't absorb somebody else's anger or frustration or depression or anxiety or worry. Okay. And then again, on the other hand, you don't also absorb other people's happiness, love, energetic fortitude, whatever it may be, their sexual desire. You don't absorb the good and you don't absorb the bad. And that's good. And why is it good? Because You want to work with the energy that is yours within, that is your energy, that is created by your thoughts and your intention, not somebody else's. Okay, so again, we have empathic starseed. I've never pulled this card before for this week, and it's all about energetic sovereignty and to stop absorbing what is not yours. Because this week, if you don't take this card to heart, it is going to be very easy for you to absorb other people's energy and emotions and feelings, and it's going to screw with you. Okay? Okay. And if you would like the deck that I just pulled from, this is a wonderful deck by Rebecca Campbell. The link to check her out on Amazon is down in the show notes. All right. So let us move forward with the mystical item of the week. And this week is the Spirit Guide Journal. So you want to use this journal. It can be a journal. It can be a notebook. It can be you typing online in something, whether it's Microsoft Word or something else like that. But you want to use this journal only to record the dreams, meditations, signs, and conversations with your guides. Because over time, you will see patterns and messages emerge. Okay? Now, this week, this episode, we are rounding out July's topic of spirit guides, ancestors, and cosmic helpers. So let's move forward with how to build a relationship with your spirit crew. So who is your spirit crew really? Now, we've talked about spirit crew the entire month. But your spirit crew isn't just one guide. Oh, no, no. It is an entire team. All of us. Each and every one of us has a spiritual team on our side, okay? It's kind of like your own personal board of directors from the other side. And, of course, no two crews look alike, right? Yours is uniquely assembled based on your soul's journey, purpose, and energetic frequency. Your spirit crew will probably include spirit guides. These are the non-physical beings assigned to help you grow and stay on your soul's path. Some are with you for life. Others rotate in and out depending on your needs. That is the same with ascended masters. These are currently non-physical beings assigned to you, of course, to grow, help you grow and stay on your path. But ascended masters were once human beings. At some part of their soul path, they became human, lived on here on Earth, and now they are also part of your team, your ascended masters. We have ancestors. These could be blood relatives or ancestral spirits from your culture, spiritual lineage. It could be ancestors from your previous lifetimes. Okay. There's a lot. We have ancestors from a lot of different spokes of the wheel. They offer support, protection, and wisdom, which is passed down through the generations. We have angels and archangels. Otherwise, you can also call them light beings. Angels work through love and compassion. You might feel a connection with a guardian angel or call on archangels like Michael or Raphael for strength, healing, or protection. We also have elemental beings, which I believe we covered in the last episode. If you have a strong connection to nature, you may be aligned with earth spirits like fae, gnomes, or water spirits. These energies often come through guidance on grounding, creation, and healing. And of course, we have our galactic allies. Star seeds and those drawn to cosmic energy may connect with beings from other realms, kind of like our home star areas. Pleiadians, Arcturians. I apologize for both saying them how I did, and others who offer evolutionary wisdom. Duh. Each member of your crew. Hey, they're here for a reason. Some help you stay safe. Others help you grow, awaken, or even help heal collective wounds. But they all share one mission, to help you live your truth and fulfill your purpose here on Earth. So what are some signs that they're already reaching out to you? How do you know your crew is nearby? Well, spoiler alert, they've always been reaching out. You may have not just recognized the signs. Spirit communication is rarely loud or dramatic like you see in movies or TV. it's usually kind of under the radar. There, it's usually symbolic, it could be very personal. The language of spirit is synchronicity, repetition, energy. Let's break down some common ways they connect. Repeating numbers, like 1111, 333, 555. These aren't just angel numbers. They're activation codes, wake-up calls to pay attention. It's like yesterday. I was thinking about, I'm starting my last year of school. I'm doing my dissertation for my PhD. And I had a little bit of worry yesterday. So I started the morning with seeing 1111 on the clock. Then I saw 1:11, so it was 1:11 in the afternoon, and then before I went to sleep, I saw 11:11. My spirit crew was reaching out to me saying, "Hey, you're going to be okay. There's no need to worry about a damn thing. You're exactly where you're supposed to be in the moment you're supposed to be there." All right. So next up, we have dreams. Oh, the spirit crew often communicates through dreams, especially those that feel vivid, reoccurring, or emotionally charged, and your soul connections, soulmates, twin flame, etc. also come in dreams that feel very vivid. You have sudden chills, warmth, or maybe some energy shifts. You ever get the goosebumps out of nowhere, a rush of warmth to your chest? It's not random. It is they. Signs in nature, feathers, coins, animal messengers, and even wind or water patterns can carry meaning. Music, media, or overheard conversations. A lyric or message that hits you in the gut or just pops into your head seemingly randomly, right, is often spirit using the familiar to get your attention. And of course, we have synchronicity. When things line up perfectly or repeat in uncanny ways, your crew is orchestrating behind the veil. The trick here is to notice what's happening in patterns. If you're consistently seeing feathers during times of decision-making, or hearing the same phrase three different ways in a day, it is really time to listen. So building a relationship without the needing to channel them. You don't need to be a medium or a psychic to build a relationship with your spirit crew. You just need presence, trust, and a consistent practice. Think of it like making a new friend. It takes time, shared experiences, and a genuine effort. Here's some approaches for you to do that. You can create a spirit crew altar. Dedicate a small space with objects that represent a connection, maybe a candle, crystals, ancestor photos, feathers, or any sacred item that holds meaning. This becomes a visual invitation and an energetic anchor. You can have morning check-ins. Take 2 to 5 minutes each morning to say, "Spirit crew, I'm open. Please speak to me today in ways I will clearly understand." Then just go about your day. Just be more aware. And trust me, they will answer. You can journal with intention. Ask a question in your journal and free write the answer from your crew's perspective. Don't overthink it. Write what comes. You'll be surprised how accurate it is when you read it back. Divination tools. You can use the tarot, oracle cards, pendulums, runes as a way to open a dialogue. Before pulling a card or using your pendulum, you can ask them, "Spirit crew, what do I need to know most today?" And of course, daily gratitude. At the end of each day, write or speak one thing you're thankful for, especially moments where you feel supported. Gratitude strengthens your frequency and invites deeper connection. The more you show up, the clearer the connection becomes. Remember, they're not judging you. They're just waiting for you to invite the relationship. So what can get in the way of this connection? Even when your spirit crew is near, blocks can make it feel like there's a radio silence. Let's name a few of these common barriers. Overthinking everything. And, you know, I think a lot of us can go in this category. I am one of them. You ask for a sign and then you overanalyze it. Was that the sign? Am I making it up? What could it be? What are they answering? Oh my God, what do I do now? Right? Just stop it. Let the sign be the sign. Don't strangle the magic with logic because it just doesn't work. You can have self-doubt or maybe a feeling of unworthiness. Many people believe they're not spiritual enough to receive guidance. That is a bold-faced lie. You're worthy of it right now, exactly as you are. Energetic noise. If your mind is consistently overstimulated with screens, stress, or scattered energy, it is hard to hear these messages. Spirit speaks softly. They don't get right into your face, and they're usually not bold as hell. I mean, when I had my 1111, I actually had to, you know, turn my head and look for it. I didn't see 1111 come out of the woodwork and shove it in my face. Okay, I actually had to turn and look. You have to create space to hear them. Maybe you have a fear of being wrong. Worrying that you're making it all up keeps you from practicing. But intuition is a skill. We all have it. Okay, we all have the basic intuition. We have to develop it. You have to work with it. Okay? Mistakes are part of learning. The more you trust, the more you refine your channel. If you do feel blocked, try grounding in nature. Maybe practicing breath work or doing a spiritual cleanse, like smudging, maybe some sound baths, or take a salt bath. Clear the noise and your crew can come through more clearly. And if you want help strengthening that connection, if you feel those tingles of resonance during this episode, if you know that you're being guided and want to go deeper, it's time to surround yourself with others walking the same path. Please join my free Mystical Minds community, and get access to different things. I'm doing different things now. This is wonderful. I'm coming up with weekly prompts, spirit work practices, and connection with others who are also building their intuitive gifts and relationships with their spirit crew. And you don't have to figure it out alone, okay? Your guides are waiting, and so are we. So you can go to mysticalminds.co and come step into the magic with us. And I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you of the soul work this week that goes with what we were just talking about. You want to strengthen your spirit crew connection. So this week's soul work is all about creating space, opening channels, and building trust with your spirit crew. You don't need to do everything. Just choose what resonates and commit to doing it with intention. You could write an invitation. In your journal, write a simple, heartfelt letter to your spirit crew. Let them know you're ready to deepen the connection. Invite them to show up in ways that feel safe, clear, and aligned with your energy. A sample opening you could use, "Dear Spirit Crew, I know you've been with me even when I couldn't feel it. I'm ready now to listen more closely and trust your presence," and then go on from there. Or you could track the signs. Keep a spirit signs log for 5 to 7 days. Each time something feels more than coincidence, repeating numbers, symbols, dreams, sensations, please write it down. Notice patterns. Trust your inner knowing. You could build a mini altar or a sacred corner, like I mentioned earlier. Choose a small space. It can be a shelf, a windowsill, a table, or create a spirit crew altar. It doesn't have to be fancy. It can be a candle, a crystal, a feather, maybe a handwritten note. Each time you pass it, acknowledge your crew with a word, a breath, or a prayer. You can also have a daily spirit card pull. If you have a tarot oracle deck, pull a card each morning and ask, "What guidance do my spirit crew want me to carry today?" And then write down a sentence or two about the card's message and how to apply it. And of course, you can have number 5 here. It's very optional. They're all optional. You just pick one. But before sleep, you can place your hand over your heart and say, "Spirit crew, meet me in the dreamscape. Show me something I need to remember," and then drift off with openness. Okay, write down any dreams or impressions when you wake up. Now, I want to remind you, you don't have to prove anything to make this real. Spirit speaks the language of energy. What matters most is consistency, openness, and trust. Okay, kind of like social media, right? But I have posted this soul work. It is below in the show's notes. So just, you know, take it and use what you will. Now, our topic for August, and I cannot wait, is past lives and reincarnation. One of my favorite topics. So that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it, of course, under the resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in your life. And I will mention again, if you're craving more, please join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, of course, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on the podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. I am still behind, but I am currently booking new guests for the fall. The link is below in the show's notes. And of course, you can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at Out of Body Ecstasy. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.